You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Robert Snodgrass to score and Hull to win was 4-1. That's been boosted to 5-1. And Callum Wilson to score and Bournemouth to win was 14-5. That's been enhanced to 3-1. Derek, I've no idea. I mentioned it earlier on. I've no idea why Bournemouth played such a weak side in the Cup. It makes zero sense to me. Ninth in the league, they're safe, but they won't finish top six, you wouldn't think. Eddie Howe, young English manager, you think he would have gone for it, but they played such a weak side in the Cup and got knocked out.
I know, if I was a Bournemouth fan, I wouldn't be very happy with that. I mean, why is he playing at this? The big teams, you've got to be thinking, you know, the FA Cup's not top of their priorities. Then Bournemouth in the same position like Wimbledon winning when they won it in about 1988 when they beat Liverpool, you know, just outside, sixth or seventh, could give the Cup a good run, and they just threw it away. What is it? What, I mean, it's not as if they're overloaded with fixtures, Bournemouth, is it? Just absolute madness. And they're overrated here by our odds compilers. 13 to 10 is no kind of bet. They've only won two games away from home this season in the Premier League. I know this is probably their easiest task, but still, you know, that's no kind of price. And this is a win at all cost match for Hull. It isn't for Bournemouth. It is for Hull. They've got to get a result here because I think their next four fixtures after this are against the top four teams in the league, if memory serves. So if you don't get a three-pointer here, they are definitely doomed. Oh, I'm going to go for Hull here. I think they're slightly overpriced because this Bournemouth team, yeah, they're the tidy side and on the day, you play some good football, but they're very, very beatable. And, you know, the manner of that, they won a lot of plaudits for that first half performance against Arsenal when they were exceptional. But it was easy to score against them at second half. Arsenal didn't have to do anything to score against them. It's got to be Hull.
11-5 Hull. Out for revenge as well, this Hull City side, Simon. Bournemouth beat them 6-1 at the Vitality Stadium back in October.
Yeah, that was Mike Phelan's probably worst day as a full-time manager. He's not a full-time manager anymore. He's a pundit, isn't he? I think Marco Silva is definitely reining the horses in at Hull City. Now, they have been under Phelan this season. They've been a little bit too easy to score against. They've been obviously playing three at the back, and often Harry Maguire has been gallivanting forward like, you know, Franz Beckenbauer, or you know, he thinks he is. But, you know, I think Marco Silva is going to instill a bit more defensive discipline into Hull City. We've seen that in the first two games, particularly the win they had against Swansea in the FA Cup, which was very, you know, very much a sort of tight unit, and that they picked off Swansea towards the end there. Against Manchester United, they defended very well with effectively, you know, a central midfielder playing centre-back. Huddleston didn't have a bad game until maybe he was beaten by that Fellaini header. But, I think Hull City are a good price there at 11-5. Bournemouth, I totally agree with Derek. Strange selection by Eddie Howe for the FA Cup, you know. And sometimes you see teams who've weakened for the Cup, you know, not quite hit the stride the week after as well. You know, you've got players there who've had the week off and they suddenly come back in and they're pitted against players who've been sharp week in, week out. So I like Hull here at 11-5. I think Silva also has made a key decision in bringing back Eldin Yakupovic, the goalkeeper who started the season at Hull but was then replaced by Marshall when Phelan signed him on the day before transfer deadline day. And, you know, Marshall's performances, although he can be brilliant at times, he makes some good saves, but he also is capable of the odd aberration. Yakupovic has been very solid, and I think that's a key decision to bring him back in. So I'm taking Hull here at 11-5.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.